I guess, experimental off-season content here at the TTT. So for this episode that we're about to bring you, me, Riley Puddin-Peters, and my esteemed associate and colleague, Dr. Preston Rowe, we are going to be bringing you a topic that was given to us, but a little bit modified, from our buddy Shamar. Shouts to Shamar. Love as always. Yes. And what we're calling the Shamar Super List, which is, and I think we've mentioned this before, just a list of topics and stuff that he sent us that he thought would be cool to hear us talk about. And so one of the things that he sent...
They're all very cool. They're all very interesting topics.
Yeah, no, you're definitely going to be seeing a lot of the Shamar Super List. Don't worry. So one of the things he just put there was just top fives, and he just left it at that. It just says top five. So we thought about that. We kind of modified it a little bit. So what we will be bringing you today is our Mount TTT Mores. So Preston has quarterbacks and coaches. I have offense and defensive lines. And essentially what we're going to do is our top four of each one. So let's get rocking and rolling, Preston. I think we go you, me. And I think you'll start off and hit them with the quarterbacks.
Okay. This one wasn't as hard as... The last one was kind of hard. But obviously, I think everyone... If he's not on your Mount Rushmore, then you're just kind of retarded. But Tom Brady is number one. He's a 7-time Super Bowl champ, 3-time league MVP, 5-time Super Bowl MVP, 89,214 passing yards, 649 regular season touchdowns, as opposed to just 212 interceptions. And he's also got 58 fourth quarter comebacks, including 6 game-winning Super Bowl drives. So Tom Brady definitely should be on Mount Rushmore. Next one I've got is Peyton Manning, 2-time Super Bowl champ, bang, bang. A 5-time... What, Riley?
Oh, he's the sheriff, so I was like, bang, bang.
He is the sheriff, you are correct. He's a 5-time league MVP, 71,940 yards passing, 539 touchdowns to 251 interceptions. And he also was a Super Bowl MVP in 2006. And then these next two might be a little controversial. I know a lot of people have said, oh, Patrick Mahomes should be on the Mount Rushmore. He'll probably get there eventually, but right now he's not on mine. This next one is Joe Montana. Joe Montana, yes, sir. 4-time Super Bowl champ, 2-time league MVP, and a 3-time Super Bowl MVP. He also never threw an interception in the Super Bowl. The only quarterback to ever do that, to play in multiple. He played in 4. And he never lost the Super Bowl, and he never threw an interception. He had 11 touchdowns to 0 interceptions in the Super Bowl. He also threw for over 40,000 yards, 273 touchdowns, 139 interceptions. That might be a little controversial, but his Super Bowl resume is the second best ever. So you've got to put him on there. This last one was tough. I went back and forth between a couple guys.
And a few girls, too.
What'd you say?
And a few girls, too.
Oh, dude, shut the fuck up. This last one was hard, man. But I decided to go with John Elway. 51,475 yards passing, 300 touchdowns, 226 interceptions, but he's got 47 fourth quarter comebacks. That's second only to Tom Brady, who's got 58. He was 2-3 in the Super Bowl, but dude, like, let's be real. The fact that he took those Denver teams to those 3 Super Bowls in the beginning of his career is just insane, because they did not belong in the Super Bowl. They were just overmatched, and they got blown out in every single one of them by those NFC teams. He also won a Super Bowl MVP. He finally broke through. He was able to win 2 Super Bowls, and he was a Super Bowl MVP. He was also a 1-time league MVP. So I've got Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Joe Montana, and John Elway.
Hell yeah, man. That's a pretty solid list. That's a pretty solid list. I don't even I don't really have many arguments with that. It's a pretty solid list.
I thought about, you know, people are going to say Terry Bradshaw because he won 4 Super Bowls.
Yeah, but he fucked his shit up with his announcing career.
and then another one that you could say is Dan Marino, but he never won a Super Bowl.
I was going to say, because, you know, Finkel had to put laces out.
All right, Riley, so are you going to do
O-line
or D-line
first? I'm going to hit O-line first.
Okay.
So my Mountain TTT more for O-line. Anthony Munoz. I mean, when you think of offensive linemen in the NFL, if you don't think of him, you just don't know football well enough. He's the 1998 Hall of Famer. Class of 1998 Hall of Famer. 11 Pro Bowls. Jeez. 9 first team All Pros. And he was the 1991 NFL Man of the Year.
That's awesome.
Never won a Super Bowl, but he played for the Bengals, so, you know.
You could argue he's their best player ever.
Truly. I mean, really. Until Joey B puts a little extra sauce on it. He really has that argument.
Well, he's got to win the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. He's got to put that extra sauce on it. Second for me, Jonathan Ogden.
Okay.
Class of 2013 Hall of Fame. He has that Super Bowl ring from 2003 with the Ravens. He also has 11 Pro Bowls. He had 4 first-team All-Pro nods. He's another guy where you think of offensive line play, especially tackles. I mean, he's one that you got to look at and be like, look at the career he had, the dominance that he had. The next one I had, Gene Upshaw.
Okay.
1987 Hall of Famer, 6 Pro Bowls, 2 Super Bowls. That's a legend. One of the best guards. And then last, this is my controversial one for the offensive line.
Okay.
Jason Kelce. I had to go with someone still playing.
Oh my God. Okay. But okay.
But in 11 seasons, he has 6 Pro Bowls, 5 first-team All-Pros, a Super Bowl. He was one of the first people to play against their brother in a Super Bowl as well. And
was the first.
No, well, he was one of the first because his brother's the other one.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying. I said it right.
Yeah, you. No, you're right. You're right.
And obviously, first offensive line Christmas album ever made.
He also has a podcast.
He also has a New Heights. It's a pretty good one, too. Yeah, man. I mean, 11 seasons.
I think about it, it's controversial, but you can definitely argue for it.
Because he deserves it. He's done a lot for the face of the offensive line in the modern era. He's put his voice out there. He's been a big voice, a big face, a character that you know, young bubs on the rising can cling on to and really adapt and learn from. So I think he deserves it.
Jason Kelce is what you would have been if you didn't have CTE.
Oh, yeah, dude. I could only wish. I could only wish. All right, man. Give me your coaching. Or actually, well, first, you got anything? Any O-line?
I mean, honestly, like, I'm kind of shocked you went Anthony Munoz. Not because, you know, it's controversial, but just not a lot of people know who he is unless you're a Bengals fan.
Yeah, but he's a fucking... I mean,
yeah.
If you Google top offensive linemen of all time, almost all those lists, number one is Anthony Munoz because he is just different. His shit is just different.
I mean, Riley, I'm also kind of surprised you being a Commanders fan, you didn't go with one of the Hogs.
You know, I thought about it, but the thing about the Hogs is the thing that made the Hogs great was their unity together.
That's true.
So if we were going offensive lines as a whole, they'd be probably number one on my list. But individually, I mean, all of them were great, but their individual greatness was kind of tarnished by the fact that they were so great together. And that's a lot of, you know, a lot of the offensive line stuff is like, a lot of these guys, not necessarily did it alone, but like maybe only had one other guy. Whereas, you know, the Hogs were, that was a solid five all the way around.
That's fair. And that's all I really have to say about that. That's a really great list, Riley. I really like that. All right. This is where I've got some more controversy. So on the Mount TTT more of coaches, I mean, number one is Bill Belichick.
Six-time
Super Bowl champion. 298 and 152 in the regular season record. 31-13 for a total career record of 329-165, or a winning percentage of .666, in case anyone's interested. Yeah. You know,
the number also, of the beast.
Also, you could argue, because the big thing with coaches is their coaching tree. You could argue Bill Belichick, with just one coach, has the single greatest coaching tree of all time.
Definitely in the NFL.
Well, just coaching in general. But, I mean, I'm thinking Nick Saban.
Yeah, I was about to say Nick Saban. I don't know, man. That coaching tree is kind of ridico.
It is. Like, Nick Saban is obviously a huge part of Bill Belichick's coaching tree. The second one I have, this might be a little controversial, Chuck Knoll, the Pittsburgh Steelers coach, four-time Super Bowl champion, 193, 148, and one in the regular season, 16-8 postseason record for a total of 209, 156, and one. I mean, you know, he had Terry Bradshaw, he had the Steel Curtain, you know, but he orchestrated all of that. So you've got to give Chuck Knoll credit for that. Don Shula. This is the next one. He's the NFL's all-time regular season leader in wins. So you've got to put him on there. He's also a two-time Super Bowl champ. He's got a 328, 156, and 6 regular season record. He was 19-17 in the postseason, but for a grand total of 347, 173, and 6, or a winning percentage of .665. So literally a tick below Belichick. This next This next one is controversial, Riley, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I was shocked when I looked at his record. I thought it would be better than what it was. But I've got Bill Walsh. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion. His regular season record was 92-59-1. But he was 10-4 in the postseason for a total of 102 wins, 63 losses, and one tie, or a .617 winning percent. And the reason he barely won 100 total games. That's probably what people are thinking. But dude, like, he invented the West Coast system. That is a system that if you have ever played football before on offense, you know about the West Coast system. That's the reason that we have the spread and a lot of these running systems now that we have. It's because of the West Coast. It's like everyone says Urban Meyer kind of created the, oh, just get your athletes in space and let them run. No, that was Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh kind of invented that. And also, just the other thing I have is just his coaching tree. He's got Dennis Green, Brian Billick, Mike Holmgren, Steve Mariucci, Mike Tomlin, Andy Reid, and John Harbaugh. And those are just a few ones that I could list. He's got a lot of others, but that's probably controversial. But he was a three-time Super Bowl MVP, or three-time Super Bowl champ.
I mean, those rings fucking talk, baby.
They do. So I've got Bill Belichick, Chuck Knoll, Don Shula, and Bill Walsh.
Hell yeah, man. That's a good list. That's definitely... Dots? Yeah, I honestly, no, that's a pretty solid list. I mean, there's really, I mean, maybe Gibbs, Joe Gibbs is the only one.
I thought about Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, that's like the only one. That's the only other coach I would throw at you to be like, this is someone that you could put on that list. I mean, there's a few guys coaching now. Like Mike Tomlin, I think once he finishes, he's definitely never having a losing season. That's some Mount Rushmore worthy shit. But, you know.
Andy Reid is another one.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson is one that you could put on there as well.
Yeah, man. He coached and raced cars. It's amazing. The same guy. Okay. All right, time to give y'all the last of the bubs, the D line. So I got Reggie White, obviously, man, the minister of defense himself. 2006 class of 2006 Hall of Famers, 13 All Pros, 13 Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl ring, including most sacks in the Super Bowl with 3. Two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 1987 and 1988, and just all-around badass.
Yep.
I mean, Reggie White, when you think of defensive line, the Minister of Defense is someone that comes up pretty fast.
It's crazy because, like, by all accounts, he was such a nice guy, too.
Hey, man, that's the best. They're like that. They got that switch. I think it really makes defensive linemen different. Next, I have Bruce Smith. There you go. 2009 Hall of Fame class. 11 All Pros, 11 Pro Bowls. Three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, just it speaks for itself, man. And a whole lot of losses in Super Bowls.
But the fact that they went to 4 straight is very impressive.
Yeah, man. You can say
it's that'll never be done again. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no one will ever go to 4 straight and lose them all. Just like no one will ever miss 5 straight extra points in the NFL. And then I have Mean Joe Green. 1987 Hall of Fame class. 8 All Pros. 10 Pro Bowls. 4 Super Bowls, the 1969 Nice Rookie Defensive Player of the Year, and 2-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 1972 and 1974. Mean Joe Green is on this list not just because he's a dominant player on the field, because he was one of the best all time. He is also a personality. He was like one of the first defensive linemen to like become a persona. I mean, the Coke commercial with him giving his jersey to the kid. I mean, that's like for our parents' generation, that's a cult classic memory for a lot of them, seeing that commercial. I mean, it was big. I mean, being part of the Steel Curtain and Steelers Nation, you know, that's a very strong fan base. And he was someone that really cut through the cloth for bubs. So, you know, not just a great player, but an awesome personality. Big love to Mean Joe Green. And my last one, which is, you know, the one that I would probably be the controversial one. I got Aaron Donald, man.
Ooh, okay.
Listen, 7 All Pros, 9 Pro Bowls, 1 ring. He has the 2014 Rookie Defensive Player of the Year, 3-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, and in the modern age, he has been the face of the defensive line. There's been a lot of names that have come and gone, but the one that has truly stayed consistent the whole time has been Aaron Donald.
That's fair.
I mean, a lot of the guys...
I can't fight you on that.
Yeah. I mean, 7-time All-Pro, 9 Pro Bowls, and a ring. I mean, men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. And Aaron Donald has been someone who's been so dominant and such a personality that he's added numbers to the amount of people playing the sport of football. Like, there are there are a generation of kids that have grown up watching Aaron Donald that want to be like him and are now putting their hands in the dirt and trying to be above him. And you know, for that, you got to deserve your respect. You deserve it.
Fair.
Watching him cry when he won a Super Bowl was hilarious.
I thought you might go, and I guess you could argue that Donald's better than him now, but I thought you might go like a Warren Sapp.
Yeah, that last one definitely was like, you know, Warren Sapp and my mind just totally blanked. But yeah, I had a few names there. I had a few names I was flipping between, but I really wanted to put just like in the actual Mount Rushmore. You know, they try to bring people from different eras. You know, that's like the idea of it was greats from different eras. And I really wanted to represent the modern era in my list on both sides. Because, you know, it does deserve to be there. And so that's kind of what put Aaron Donald to the front for me, is just he's the modern face.
Can't fight you on that, Riley. I mean, that's, dude, that's a really solid list. I really like
both. Honestly, man, these lists were good, man. This was a good one, dude. I hope you all out there, man, enjoy it. This is some experimental off-season content. So please like, subscribe, comment, tell us how you like it. Give us your lists. You know, there's obviously positions that we didn't do. So there's more lists that need to be made. Yes. Let us know, man. Let us know if you want us to keep going with these lists.
Let us know if we're just fucking stupid.
Yeah, whatever. But most importantly, keep listening, keep tuning in, and have a wonderful day. This is the TTT, and we're out, y'all. Peace.